Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Not the Usual Suspects by Molly McRae. Narrated by Emily Durante. Chapter 1. Waiting for twilight would have been a good idea. Waiting for full dark, even better. A sunny Tuesday morning was hardly the best time for scuttling up the courthouse steps and sliding behind one of the massive columns. Not if I wanted to call myself sneaky. I hesitated at the bottom of the steps. My friends and former colleagues back in Springfield, Illinois might not think so, but from where I stood, Blue Plum, Tennessee bustled. Crowds didn't jostle me, but in the way of small towns, as long as anyone was around, there was a chance that someone would see something and mention it to two or three others. The problem was partly my own fault. If I'd completed this measuring assignment for TGIF sooner, I wouldn't have to worry about being surreptitious in broad daylight now. Then again, if we'd included the courthouse in our original plan, I would have had weeks, not days, to get it done. The occasional criminal investigation aside, TGIF, thank goodness it's Fiber, the needle arts group that met at the Weaver's Cat, was not an organization ordinarily dedicated to furtive operations, though, so I didn't want to let the others down now as we prepared for our first ever clandestine fiber installation event. The way to sneak successfully, I decided, was to act normal. Eyes open, not casting shifty glances left and right, shoulders square, not hunched as though ready to creep, air of confidence, relaxed smile. A familiar-looking woman came down the stairs toward me.